Hey y'all, I'm Danny, and this is Heard. Hey y'all, welcome back to Heard the Podcast. I'm your lovely host, Danny. Remember that Heard the Podcast is on all podcast streaming platforms, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, all those places. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Heard the Podcast, H-E-R-D the Podcast. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, H-E-R apostrophe D, the podcast. Make sure you type it out just like that on YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe on all the videos, all those good things. Tell a friend, all that stuff. Hey, guys. Hey, J-Rob. How are you?
That's good.
Fantastic. I'm blessed. We just had a couple pieces of hip hop chicken. If you guys are from the DMV area or I'm from Baltimore, you know that hip hop chicken is the shit. They have like that powdery coke dust that we call it coke dust. It's crack dust. But they want to sprinkle on top of the chicken. I had a couple pieces because I was hungry. I didn't eat nothing today yet, and yeah. So and J Rob he slurped a couple bones too. So. Pause. we had China on the last couple episodes, but you guys check those episodes out. So J-Rob, did you see the VMAs? The VMAs came on this past a few days ago, whatever.
Did you catch it?
You didn't watch it? And you know what? I almost didn't give a fuck about it, but they announced Nicki as the host. Okay, cool. Boom. She's starting her album rollout. But then they announced Cardi B was performing with Meg, Doja Cat was performing, so on and so on. I'm like, oh, okay. I might actually tune in because I'm like, oh, I want to tune in for the mess. What's going to happen? Because Nicki hosting and then, you know, her ops is performing too. What's going on? So I definitely wanted to tune in. And it was fun to tune in. It's always fun to, like, watch and see what people are wearing on the red carpet and all those things. It's always fun to look and comment on that. So I don't think there were many red carpet disasters, honestly. Not that I can think of at the moment, but. I really enjoyed Cardi B and Meg's performance. It was a nice, you know, performance. The production was great. It was a good performance overall. I loved Doja Cat's performance. She performed Attention, Paint the Town Red, and Demons. Her performance was just it was simple, but it was still like a production, if that makes sense. It was still like she just commands the stage. Like she's an amazing performer, and I felt like I was like in like a visual almost when she was performing. I really felt her performance. It was really good. And then Nicki Minaj, she performed a couple times. She performed her own song. What's it called again?
Which one? The new one?
Yeah.
Song
When I Saw You, something like that. She performed that song, and then she performed during the hip hop 50th anniversary segment. And she also performed a snippet of a new song off her album that's coming out. I was like, because she was supposed to be the host, and she didn't really host that much. Like, I feel like they cut her hosting set in half because I guess MTV was too scared. Like, they didn't want any drama. They didn't know what she was going to say out her mouth because all her ops was there, and I don't know. But they said that it was the VMA's highest ratings in the past 3 years.
I can see that because I saw endless pictures and stuff, but I didn't even know the VMAs was coming on.
Because it came on it usually comes on a Sunday, but it came on a Tuesday. Oh. Yeah, so
fun fact.
Anywho, yeah, it was cool. I'll tune in to watch what I wanted to watch and whatever. So that's all I have for the quick thing. So let's get into a couple things. I don't really have a long list, but we'll see how that goes.
Right.
I always say that. Okay. So I really wanted your friend to be here, but I definitely think that, you know, because both of you guys are very knowledgeable in the music industry or behind the scenes or how things work, technically and all those things. Okay. So first off, I was going to mention this in the music segment, but Diddy dropped an album yesterday, this past Friday. Because we record on Saturdays. So, yeah, Diddy put out his album, what's it called? The Love Album.
The Love Album, yeah.
Off the Grid. And first off, I love I'm really starting to dig the whole Love brand. Like, you know, he's really like rolling that out, and I love the album cover. I love the red album cover. I love how he's like, you know, coming out with his red on and all those things. I love this Love era for him. It's cool. I fuck with it aesthetically. I feel like you can say what we want to say about Diddy, but I definitely think that over the decades, I feel like Diddy has shown that he can adapt as time progresses. I'll definitely say that. That's, you know, so his album came out yesterday, and I took a listen because I heard people saying that they love the album. Mm-hmm. So let me listen to it or whatever. So I listened to the album this morning when I was getting ready to come down here. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. He had and he also, like, you know, of course he was on his own album, but it wasn't too much of him. I feel like it was a right, like, he sprinkled himself in there, you know, here and there on certain things that made sense for him to, you know, be present in. But I feel like I do think that this album was pretty good. I feel like it was really put together. I loved the collaborations. It was very R&B, a very R&B album. I feel like he wasn't forcing anything. I think that he you know, we love, because actually they honored him at the VMAs. He got the Global Icon Award, I believe that's what it's called. And he performed a medley of his hits, of course, you know, his hits that he performs, because he does a lot of award shows. He brought out his twin daughters to do a dance number with him. That was cool. His son King Combs came out with him during Mace's part. I was like, why is Mace not here? What's going on with Mace? He didn't invite Mace. But no, but no, so it was that, and then he brought out Keisha Cole to perform last night, and I think that we can all agree that Press Play is one of Diddy's, like, strongest projects, in my opinion. I think that whole Press Play era, I think he really got it right. I think that Diddy, you know, he has his hand in rap, he has his hand in, but I really, my favorite Diddy is R&B Diddy. Because, like, he really did his thing on the Press Play album. I love that whole era. I loved what he did with Diddy Dirty Money. I love that.
That was fire.
Like, I definitely think that R&B Diddy is my favorite Diddy. So,
R&B Diddy.
Yeah, and I don't remember, because, you know, he released singles this past year, and like the year before he released singles here and there.
Right.
I don't think any of them made that. I don't remember, because I played the album all the way through. I was getting ready. I don't remember any of the singles that he released prior being on this album. Yeah, I don't see anything. But yeah, that's normal when people just, like, you know, release buzz singles. The singles don't always make the album, which is cool. I love, like, things. I love that type of rollout too. I love, like, you know, put out some singles, you know, have some buzz singles, and don't have it on an album unless it's like a smash hit. You know what I'm saying? But
facts.
I love that. Awesome. I love that type of rollout too. Let me just, somebody replied to one of my comments.
What'd they say?
No, my friend replied, because when the post is fresh on the Shade Room or the Neighborhood Talk, and you comment within like that three minute window when it's first up,
right.
And oh my god, don't let it be some shit that don't nobody agree with, because you'll be flooded. Because somebody flooded my comments yesterday. I didn't give a fuck who the fuck. I don't care what I don't care. I'm like, damn, why did I comment so fucking early?
That's why I'm getting all these messed up messages like now.
Oh, for real. Shut up.
I'm tagged on Heard the Podcast.
That's shut cool. up. So on the Love album, Off the Grid by Diddy, he has collaborations from The Weeknd, Justin Bieber, Mary J. Blige, Jasmine Sullivan song is beautiful. Summer Walker, Babyface, of course, John Legend, Tiana Taylor, French Montana, Coco Jones, Fabulous, The Dream, Busta Rhymes, Don Richard, Kalina, Dirty Money. I always wanted to, because they have a song, Busta Rhymes, on the album, and I've always been asking this, because I felt like Diddy was a troll with that whole R&B show. Is R&B dead? And because he said he wanted to wake some shit up, but I don't give you one. You're a troll. That's because how dare you trigger us? Because you know damn well we love Dirty Money, and you know damn well we were pissed that you pulled the plug on Dirty Money. Anyway. Ty Dolla $ign, I love, because Ty Dolla $ign, he only a couple times. I liked what he did. I love his voice. I feel like sprinkle some Ty Dolla $ign on your song, it's always a good idea. Jaquez, Kehlani, 21 Savage, Swae Lee, Jeremih, Jozy. Nova Wave, Kalan, for real, Kalan Dot for real. That's your name. Nyjah, Dirty Money Diddy. Yeah, because the I'm sorry if I'm butchering your name. Kalan. For real. He was on. He did a. I think that was the one where they did the Jodeci sample, and they had Casey, sprinkle some. It's called Stay Part One. They had Casey sprinkle some fresh vocals on it too. For real. With Jeremiah, yeah. Uh huh. Yeah. This was a good album. I love the Jasmine Sullivan song Need Somebody. I love the Justin Bieber song. Justin Bieber really he's really not playing with y'all. He is staying with his R&B shit and y'all gonna respect him. Did you listen to the Snooze remix that he did?
No.
Yeah.
I heard it was fire.
I'll play a little bit of it at the end. Maybe I should start actually playing some of the songs I'm referring to at the end of the show. I'll do that for you guys.
No copyright.
Because I'm gonna put this right up on us on the streaming services, and then and then I'm gonna just cut it out. When it's up on YouTube. Well, YouTube will be like, copyright. Right. Cut it out. They'll cut it out for you. But yes,
I'm gonna have to listen to the album.
Yeah, you should. I mean, just let it play through. It'll be all right. Anywho, so Diddy's doing press, of course, for his album and, you know, all these things. So, Diddy, it was a statement that was released, actually, that Diddy was giving everyone, I guess, on Bad Boy the rights to their publishing, I guess. Did you see that?
Yeah. It's been all over the net for like a week or two.
Yeah. So, you know, certain people have been like, you know, saying, okay, so first of all, I want to understand. Diddy decided to give his publishing rights to give their publishing rights to all the Bad Boy artists. Mm-hmm. And to my understanding, I guess, like, there are a set of rules, or like under certain guidelines, you know, you can't, I guess you, well, I'm gonna play, Aubrey O'Day actually came out and spoke out about this. So yeah, Diddy made a decision to give, his artists their publishing rights or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So can you explain to me, what does that mean? When you get your publishing rights, or him giving them the publishing rights, and also why do you think it took so long for him to do that? And then also, like, why do you think it was a decision right now for him to do that?
Well, so first, having your publishing, that's everything. That's what you really want, your publishing. So that's basically, you can do whatever you want with that. And that's how you get paid. That's how you get paid residuals and all that stuff like that.
Okay, pause real quick. Isn't that the same as like owning your masters? Is that what that means? No. Okay, but owning publishing. Okay, so when you own your publishing, say it again, what does that mean for you?
So you can make derivatives of that work, like whoever cover your song, you get paid from that cover, you get paid from, you basically,
but that's if owning. but it only is worth something if people are still listening to your music, correct?
Exactly.
So I feel like, do you think that was a generous thing for him to do? Because I mean, do people still play a lot of those artist songs? Are a lot of those artists even still making music?
I don't think a lot of them are. But yeah, it's kind of late. But I guess it's cool to still have it, like to have it back and for your future kids and shit.
But like for your future, kids. But for your kids, like what does that mean for them? Like if it's, no one's playing your music anymore.
Hopefully something happens.
Somebody samples it or something like that. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully, right.
Hopefully.
So if somebody sample it, like you can get your money from that. All of that stuff. That's why having your publishing is very important.
Why do you think that he, like, business wise, why do you think that he just did it now?
I think he said he just wanted to, like, you know, better the community, put love in the community. You know how that goes.
He said all that, but yeah. Like, why do you think that
why
he
do
did
I
that?
Think
yes.
So? I guess I don't know. It probably was a feeling. He might have felt the way at a certain point.
Or do
time
you
now.
Think it doesn't really make a difference for him? Is that the,
nah? I don't. Nah, not for him. Nah.
It don't really make a difference if he keep it or not.
Nah, because he got publishing for other shit too. Like, you know what I mean? So, and who knows what. Whatever shit he credited on, wrote, all of that stuff. So, yes. Yeah,
so it's almost like, is this really something that you feel good? Like, I don't, you know. I mean, hey, I'm just honestly, I'm really just like wondering, like, was it something that really like made a difference for you? If it didn't make a difference for you, then it's just like.
Right.
And then also, like, he has, you know, he's doing this whole Love rollout. So he has Love Records now.
Yeah.
So it's almost like.
Or it's like, do he want it? Do he want it? You know. But yeah, that's.
I think MGK is still on Bad Boy.
Is he?
I think. Okay. And then French Montana, he's on Bad Boy too. He's still, right. You know. So, okay. So, Aubrey O'Day, she was somewhere on someone's platform doing some interview. I don't know. But we can always count on her to speak her mind. But no, honestly, so I'm going to play a little clippity clip, of Aubrey O'Day speaking on Diddy, giving back artists publishing or give, I keep saying giving back, but giving or is it giving back their publishing or just giving them their publishing?
Same thing.
Whatever. Yeah. Here we go, guys. She had something to say of per use.
Any claims or wrongdoings or actions prior to the date of the release, I have to sign an NDA that I will never disparage Puff, Bad Boy, Janice Combs, or Justin Combs Music, or EMI, or Sony ever in public.
So that you just got recently for this thing.
I got it a few months ago when he started doing this. So what's happening is artists, some of them, not all of them, are being given streaming royalties and ownership back over our publishing on songs that we wrote. At a time when you know that you have to stream a song a million times to make a cent.
Yeah.
Okay, it's hundreds of dollars. And me as somebody that's a girl's girl, I hit everyone in my group and said, absolutely do not take this deal. I can get us a show on Hulu right now and talking about boy bands and girl bands. Because you have to realize there's a handful, two handfuls. Any claims or
okay, who is Janice? Is that his mom?
Yeah, okay.
She said also she said Janice Combs and Justin. So is Justin Combs is because that's his son. So are they? So does he let them do like A&Rs too to like get portions of certain things?
Nah, so he might have just like he owned the song, so he just gave that publishing out to the family and shit. Say for example, like you write a song,
okay,
and you have your kids and you give your kids publishing on the record. Just when they get older and
you
shit.
Might.
Oh, my bad. So you get your kids publishing for the record. That's like basically like giving them money for the college and shit right now.
So you said like, so what you're saying is he's giving his kids portions of his artists. Probably. Music,
yeah, for
his family's legacy.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
And but business, but it's under the label of Justin Combs Music. Janice Combs Music. Nah. It said, because she said in the letter, it said,
oh, that's what it
don't
said.
don't speak. Because basically, what Aubrey O'Day is saying, mm-hmm. She's saying that, you know, in order for me to let you have this shit, don't talk shit about me.
Yeah,
about what we did or what I did to you.
Right.
Or whatever. Don't say shit about me. Right. Don't talk shit about me. Don't say nothing, because you know Diddy. So actually. And I believe that it said that. I'm not, of course she's not lying, but I believe that he said that because right. I remember because Don did an interview a couple years ago on some podcast or whatever. And she was like, really, it was a really good interview. She was really like breaking things down. It was really informative, honestly. And because that's where I learned that, you know, Diddy always wanted Don to be in the band. They basically built the band around Don. Right. He always wanted Don to be in the band. And then also, while Don was competing on the show, mm-hmm. she actually had already had some, like, signing deal with somebody back in New Orleans or whatever. Yeah. And it was some, I don't know if it was like a janky deal or whatever. I don't know what was going on. But she still wanted to compete on the show. But so behind the scenes, Diddy was trying to buy Don out of the contract she had back at home.
Yeah.
So, like, it's, you know, so she was really like invested in Don.
Yeah.
And then so fast forward, she got into Dirty Money, whatever. She they still continued their musical relationship, their musical, you know, business relations and stuff like that. And so it was Dirty Money happened, and I guess he pulled the plug on Dirty Money because I guess, you know, it didn't Dirty Money, the brand, I guess it didn't perform. People didn't understand it yet. Yeah, it was like alternative R&B. It was very eclectic and essential. Like, it was very different R&B.
Right.
Which it sounds like a lot of Dirty Money out here now. You know what I'm saying? No shade. But yeah. So people didn't get it. So, you know, of course, Diddy pulled the plug on it after they did their whole first album run. Mm-hmm. And I think Don said something like, I guess he either, I'm so sorry, but I think he like let her have the publishing, or it was something that he let her have, or mm-hmm. no, he let her out of the bad boy contract, I think. Okay. Something like that. Like, he let her out of some contract because mm-hmm. she was like, can you just please let me out? Because she wants to make her own music. She wants to, you know, do her own thing. He let her out the contract, but he was like, look, like, I'll let you out of this, but you can't talk shit about me. You can't say anything bad about me. You can't discuss anything that went down. You can't say nothing. So I definitely believe that he did this because, you know, we have our jokes here and there, but you know, there's a whole bunch of like different YouTube channels alone of Diddy exposés, Diddy videos of, oh, so and so did this and he did it. How you know, grimy Diddy could be behind the scenes, and it's so many things out there about him. So it's like, don't say shit about me. Don't say nothing about me no more.
That's crazy.
I don't know. Is this why Mace was mad at him? Well, why was Mace mad at him at one point? It was because of publishing or whatever. But to my understanding, Diddy was getting ready to release the publishing a couple years ago. I guess it was like a 2-year, 3-year process.
Yeah.
The Mace thing, I kind of understand because people still play. I'm gonna
even the locks.
And the locks too.
Like even that.
Because they're still active legacy acts as well. Yeah, Mace is still an active legacy mm-hmm. act. The locks are still active legacy acts. Lil' Kim is. But was Lil' Kim on Bad Boy ever? I don't think she was on Bad Boy. Was she on Bad Boy?
She was, yeah, she was.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I definitely believe what Aubrey's saying. But she's just like, she, you know, because she, from the beginning, she was like, I'm going to say, even though sometimes she was like, girl, shut up. But sometimes it'd be like, some shit need to be said. I will say this, but she was like, girls, no, God. She texted the Danny Kane group chat and was like, don't, no. Now, I don't know what Dawn did, because, you know, Dawn was also in a group with Diddy. So I don't know what she did. And I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. And also, I don't know how old, he was on a Breakfast Club interview. Maybe I heard this wrong. I don't know. I don't know how old, because the Dirty Money song on the new album is a Busta Rhymes collab, and I don't know how old that song is.
Might be old. Might be.
Yeah. I don't know.
It might be.
I don't know. Let me see something. Let me go on Don's page, because I mean I follow Don, but I also didn't see Don reposting about this. Maybe I'm just tripping. Nope, don't see her on Instagram at all. Let me go on her Twitter real quick. Hold on. Give me a second. Because I don't remember Don. I don't remember her like retweeting the album at all. I don't know. Maybe I'm just overlooking it. I could be overlooking things.
Hey,
you
know, I don't know. Scrolling down. She wasn't on the album, track. Right?
No, Dawn. Did he?
Yeah,
she was a part of Dirty Money.
Yeah, she
was
on
it. Yeah. Okay. Don't see it. Anyway. Yeah. I don't know. She didn't retweet anything. She didn't say anything. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah. So, side note, guys, I'm really upset. I'll get over it, but I'm upset right now because Victoria Monet came to DC last night, and I really wanted to go see her show, and it was just very difficult getting tickets when they first went on sale, when they did the pre-sale, and when it went to general sale. It was very difficult. I didn't get tickets, so I was relying on third-party websites, but, you know, of course, the resellers, they freaking quadrupled and tripled, and it was 6 times the goddamn original price, and I wasn't going to pay certain prices for Howard Theater. I just wasn't going to fucking do it.
How much was it?
The original price or the resale prices?
Both.
Okay, so the pre-sale price, it was for Howard Theater. Mm-hmm. If you guys know Howard Theater, you know how big Howard Theater is. And you know how small it is. The original pre-sale price was $30 for general admission. And then the balcony seating, that balcony level at Howard, was $55.
That's not bad.
So I couldn't get the pre-sale because it was hard to even get in. Like, I was on the website. It was a lot going on. I got kicked out the queue. It was a lot going on.
Right.
A glitch, I don't know. Then the second time when they went on general sale, couldn't get it either. So I was riding on third party websites. So StubHub, Vivid Seats, all the places, people were selling them shits. I don't know who it was, but they was reselling them damn tickets for $400-something, $200-something, $300-something for originally a price ticket that was $50. I'm not doing it. So then yesterday during the day, I kept refreshing the pages. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, like the day of, it could probably drop.
Right.
So the shit kept saying 267, 280, 290, 2 something. I'm not paying to it. I'm just not doing it. Because sidebar, I paid for, I'm going to see Doja Cat later this in November.
Right.
And we got good seats at Capital One Arena. We got good seats in the section 100s, whatever. Those are fine seats. And we didn't pay $200. We paid under $200. We barely paid $150. So I'm not going to sit here and pay all that money for a Howard Theater. I love Victoria Monet, but it's just, when I think about the artist, and I also think about the environment I'm in. I already am annoyed that I couldn't get the balcony seating that I wanted, because general standing is just like, at this point, I'm just so over people on top of each other. I don't want you to be on top. I don't want to do this. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, ugh. But then I was like, fine, I'll do general admission because no more balcony seats left. Right. But it was one balcony seat left on StubHub, but they were trying to sell that shit for like $260. I'm not doing that.
Oh, nah.
I'm just not doing it.
You got fine parking and all that stuff.
You know, I'm not doing it.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
I'm not doing it. I just pay bills. I don't want to do that. Seriously.
Nah, for real.
So then I refreshed the page right at one point, and I saw a ticket for $90. I was like, $90? So I went to go try to buy it. Somebody took it real quick.
Dang.
So I'm just like, you know what? I just, you know, maybe it's just not meant to be. I'm sure she'll do a second leg because she knows that people at all the state, when this first came out that she was touring, Houston, Atlanta, New York, everybody in different states was like, I can't get tickets. I can't, because all these venues that she has on her tour are very small.
Right.
I think maybe they're trying to see how things go with her tour so they can give her bigger venues next time. I don't know, but yeah, it was hard.
She should be able to.
So hopefully she'll do a second leg. She did add a couple extra dates on her tour for different cities. But you will see. Hopefully I'll get to see Victoria Monet. I really want to see her. I've never seen her live before.
I know.
I'm looking at Jada's pictures because she was there photographing her.
Oh, shit.
Man. Yes. Yeah, so I was kind of sad about that. Anyway, what was I saying?
What are next one? Oh, never mind. You good?
She's going to be in Philly tonight. She's going to be. I'm sure she'll do it because SZA went on tour and she's still on tour. This is her second leg of her tour, so I imagine that Victoria Monet, hopefully she has another a second leg. And I'm when she has a second leg,
Victoria, come back.
I'm going. Either way, I already said in the universe, I already said I'm going to see the Victoria Monet concert. I already said that, so it's going to happen. It's going to fucking happen. I'm going to see Victoria Monet live.
Manifesting.
Period. So let's try this second one. Hopefully she does a second leg. Hopefully we get it. And yeah. Anyway, what was I saying, D-Rob? We got distracted.
We saw my Victoria Monet. And then
no, but before I didn't know.
That was it.
Before that.
Oh, before that.
I forgot.
Bad Boy.
Yeah.
Don. You was gonna search up Don.
Oh yeah, yeah. I didn't see Don promote the album at all. So okay. I don't know, guys. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. But then also Don has never, like, again, like, you know, In her interview that she did that one time, like, she did say, like, you know, Diddy has done a lot for her. Right. So it was like, she just feels like, you know, she's, I don't think that she's going to ever speak ill about him, in my opinion. But I don't remember seeing her promote this album at all. I don't know.
She's an asset for sure to Diddy.
I do think she's an asset to Diddy for sure. I do think that.
Definitely
asset. Like, because she said that before the Dirty Money thing happened, because, you know, originally, I guess the idea was to have Brandy and someone else in Dirty Money. Like, I guess it was going to, like, be Brandy and Cassie in Dirty Money with Diddy or something like that. I don't know. But it happened to be Don. He made it Don and Kalina. But before Don was in it, you know, Diddy had, I guess, flew her in or made her come and, you know, help him write music and help him produce records and stuff. And she was writing for Diddy. And then that's when the whole thing with Dirty Money happened, I guess, you know, the whole thing. But yeah, you can't talk shit. You can't say nothing, y'all. You can't say a goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying? This industry, that music industry, you know, a lot of shit be going down. So they like, don't say shit. Shut the fuck up.
Very wicked industry.
Very wicked. Anyway, yeah, I was like, she didn't. That's strange. Anywho, so, do I want to? I'm not going to. Should I say something? I don't know. Do I want to say something?
Speak your mind.
This is, yeah, I want to talk about
freedom of speech.
This. I don't. Anyway, I don't. Anyway, so moving along. Guys, did you know that Hyde from That 70s Show got is going to jail for 30 plus years for rape? He apparently raped two women. His name is Danny Masterson. He played Hyde on That 70s Show alongside Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. And he's going to jail, or prison. He's going to prison, for 30 years to life. He's sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for rape. So he apparently raped two women. So first of all, I'm like, 30 years? Because I guess he like raped. I guess he raped and drugged them. Like I guess I'm something like that. But first of all, this is a white man. So he really did it. He really did it. And whoever he raped, I don't know. Whoever he raped, it was the wrong motherfucker to rape. You can't rape nobody, guys. Don't rape nobody. But I'm like, maybe they had some advantages in on their team to like really convict him of his crime. It's like, damn, you raped two women, you getting 30+ years. 30 years to life, and you're a white man. This is really something.
That's crazy.
It's really something. I'm like, damn, you really did that shit. You really did that shit. Anyway, so it's not funny, but y'all. I'm just saying, the optics. Like, he's a white privilege. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, damn, you're going to jail for 30 years to life.
Yeah, he did something wild.
And for raping two. And the thing is, like, it's no. I mean, of course, he probably raped more. If it was two, it probably was more than two. But you're being convicted on the two rapes that you did.
He might have done more.
Of course, he had to do more. Just raping two people is great. You know what I'm saying? But then apparently he drugged them people. I don't know. Anywho, prayers out to the victims' families. I know that I can only imagine rape being a traumatizing situation for anyone. I don't want to make this like too much of a joke. And even like this being, as a woman, just being sexually assaulted, like, you know, just things like that, you know, it's all of it can be traumatizing. But then also like being raped and allegedly being drugged and things like that, you know, just becoming powerless over your body, that's just a traumatizing experience. So this is not a joke. This is just, I'm so prayers out to the family. I don't wish that on anyone. So on a serious note, y'all. But anyway, so they ate up Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, because I guess they wrote, okay, so first off, so they wrote, I guess they wrote a letter on Danny's, and his name being Danny is sending me. Okay.
Damn Danny.
Let's call him Hyde. Something, no. But there, those, so of course they wrote character letters on Danny Masterson, I guess, for the judge to read. Of course they wouldn't, you know, whatever. So he wouldn't be convicted of whatever. Anyway, so first off, everyone on social media, like, they were all like eating Ashton them up, because they're like, what the fuck? Like, all this evidence came out, all these things came out, and your letter, and you still wrote the letter, because apparently the letter was written after all the evidence, after all the facts were out, and they still wanted to write a letter. I didn't read the letter too much. I got some skims. I got some whatever. I'll just read some headlines for you. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis wrote letters in support of their co-star Danny Masterson, who was recently sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for rape. They called him a role model and said that he was an exceptional character. They also said at some point, he's a father, and no one deserves to grow up without a father, shit like that. So then they ate them up online, rightfully so, because if it's true that all the facts came out, all the evidence came out, and all these things came out, you still wanted to write a fucking letter, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah,
and then wild. I'm gonna play a little bit of what they play for you guys, because they were just like shook up, and they had to release a statement, because, you know, first of all, you over here supporting a rapist, right? You're supporting a rapist. They definitely wanted to clean that shit up, because they're like, oh no, we got bills to pay. I need to be booked. It's a strike right now. I got to tell them when the strike is up. I got to make sure I got a job still. Okay, you know, you can't be known to be supporting rapists. You know what I'm saying? Especially in white America, especially in, like, you know, the liberal, you know, anyway. So yes, I'm gonna play a little bit for you guys real quick.
The pain that has been caused by the character letters that we wrote on behalf of Danny Masterson.
We support victims. We have done this historically through our work and will continue to do so in the future.
A couple months ago, Danny's family reached out to us and they asked us to write character letters to represent the person that we knew for 25 years so that the judge could take that into full consideration relative to the sentencing.
The letters were not written to question the legitimacy of the judicial system or the validity of the jury's ruling.
They were intended for the judge to read. and not to undermine the testimony of the victims or re-traumatize them in any way. We would never want to do that. And we're sorry if that has taken place. We are aware of...
Yeah, so that's what they said, of course, because whatever. First off, a couple things. Because it said that they wrote character letters for someone that they knew for 25 years, right? First off, if you did it, you did it. Like, I'm sure that he was a pleasant person in certain situations, and you right. know what I'm saying? He was a coworker of yours. Cool, fine. And them saying that they didn't want to, I guess, contradict the victims and stuff, but it doesn't matter. You writing a letter, they said that the parents asked him to do it, whatever. You writing a letter in opposition to the allegations to the judge, that's still you invalidating, is that a word, invalidate? That's still you invalidating the victim. And to my understanding, the evidence was out, the facts were out, and you still wrote the letter about his character. It doesn't matter if you wrote a letter about his character. That's who, of course, I mean, did he rape you? No. So of course you're going to say he's a fucking rapist, because he didn't rape you, but he raped someone else.
True.
So you're writing a character letter, you're still contradicting the victims. That's still that you're picking a side. What's the point of you doing, like, yeah, okay, sure, he was nice to you, and you known him to be nice because he was a coworker, and you know him. So if you had a friend, J Rob, or a coworker that you knew, the thing is, like, you a co, I'm, maybe they were friends, I don't know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Someone that you knew for 20 plus years, but they were convicted of a murder, and it is very possible that they did it. And there's evidence that they did it. There's all these things that point to them doing it, and it was a malicious act on their part. But you don't know him as being, oh, I grew up with so and so. He's just, you know, I used to make beats with him. I know him as this. He's a great person. He gave me $5 one time. He gave me a ride one time. Oh no, he da 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 da. But he did this bad thing, and there's so much proof that he did the bad thing. But his family asked you to write a character letter to the judge. What do you do? And honestly, J Rob, is this not on you? Mm-mm. If you say yes, you'll do it. Whatever, that's fine. But like, what would you do?
I mean, if the evidence is, I mean, I still write a character, write the good things.
You would still write to the judge?
Yeah. I still write to him. Like, yeah, he was a good person, but you know, the evidence stack up against you, bro. Like,
but you would still write a letter to the judge.
Yeah, that might not help, but I still write one. Would you?
But like, why would you write one? I'm not judging you.
If they asked me to write one,
will his family actually write a letter?
Yeah, I would write one, but if I'm not. Nobody asked me to write one. I'm not.
So like, how would you like rationalize that? Like, knowing that he probably did it and all these things point to him doing it, and you still write the letter, like, how would you rationalize that for yourself, for you to still write the letter to the judge?
I will obviously have to read the case and be like, okay, is this like self-defense type of thing?
No, I'm saying no. That's why I said right. That's why I said malicious intent, right? So it wasn't right. He murdered someone, right, it wasn't self-defense,
right. I guess it'd just be pointless to even write that shit. It would be pointless for me to even write that, right?
Yeah, it'd be pointless, because it's like, yeah, you did the shit, you did it. Like, it'd nigga, just be pointless. Right, it's pointless, but like, you said that you would write the letter?
Nah, after hearing malicious intent, no. I don't like waste my time to do that. Especially if they got evidence.
But you don't know him as that. He gave you $5 one time, and he gave you a ride home one time.
That don't mean nothing. Mm-hmm. Everybody don't know they, you can know somebody with 50 years, you don't know
what they do when you're not around.
Exactly.
So you wouldn't write the letter?
No.
I don't want to pressure you, because you say you write it at first.
No, I won't. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't write the letter either, of course, because it's just like, you did this horrible thing. Like, of course, I love you as like, you were a good friend to me, but I don't know what you did. If you did this, this is fucked up. You raped somebody. You deserve to go to fucking jail.
Yeah.
And you allegedly drug them or whatever the fuck you did. Raping them is everything, it's just no.
Nah, we don't condone that.
No.
Nah.
And also, honestly, like, when it comes to Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, I feel like they have a different level of responsibility. All of y'all are actors. All of y'all make tons of money. You know, of course, everyone's on strike and stuff. But like, Ashton Kutcher does help all these fucking mediocre fucking movies that he puts out. I'm sure he gets paid handsomely for. Mila Kunis just had a Netflix movie that came out last year. I'm sure that she got a cute little coin from that. Like, you know, these are like, of course they on TV, but they're also movie stars. Like, I feel like movie stars are pretty. Correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't movie stars on a different plateau than TV people? Because I feel like the TV stars are the ones that's really on strike, but the movie stars are getting a cute coin. But either way, I just feel like Ashton Kutcher and his wife, they have y'all have a different level of responsibility. Y'all are public figures. Why the fuck are you writing a fucking letter to the judge knowing good and damn well that man raped them two girls? And then you want to release a statement talking about something. It was just for the judge's eyes only, and there's nothing to re-traumatize, and I didn't mean to da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then this brings me to the thing where I didn't speak too much on this because it was tired. I was just so tired. I didn't care no more. But this reminds me of Iggy Azalea and them writing that character letter for Tory Lanez. Those letters being released. First of all, y'all know that they released Iggy Azalea and Mario's letters about Tory Lanez, and they released the Ashton Kutcher letters too. So like, y'all, if y'all friends or coworkers or whoever the fuck is doing these crimes, maybe we shouldn't write that letter because we're gonna figure out who wrote the letter at some point, and then you gonna have to come back online and say it was for the judge's eyes only, guys, and I didn't mean to say da, 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 da. And the thing is, like, when you read the letters, the letters are clearly contradicting the victims and what the fuck happened.
Right. Because they speaking from their point of view of when he's around.
You're pushing back. Like, you writing the character letter is you pushing back on the allegations. That's what the fucking whole thing is fucking for. I'm sure at some point, yeah, he might have saved the cat out of a tree one day, but he still stabbed that nigga down the street 2 hours later. It don't fucking matter.
I don't.
They don't wash their legs anyway, right? Didn't Ashton and Mila Kunis say they didn't take showers like that, or they didn't wash their legs? So I don't know. Bro. I don't know. And they look funky on camera too in this video anyway. Fun fact, guys. You know Danny Masterson, the guy that's going to jail? His brother played on Malcolm in the Middle. His brother played the older brother.
For real?
From Malcolm in the Middle, yeah. Yeah.
Who's Danny anyway? I forgot how
he was. Who?
The Danny dude.
His name was Hyde on That 70s Show. He was Hyde.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he was like the sarcastic one that was, yeah, with the curly fro thing and stuff. And yeah.
Oh, okay.
The, like, he was like burnt out and stuff. And I think he was like older than everybody he was supposed to be older than everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't condone rape. Lock him.
But yeah, his brother played on Malcolm in the Middle. I wonder what his brother said. I don't know. I just feel like I feel like the victims and their families and their experience, like, over it just trumps whatever you. I feel like you deserve that shit. I'm not writing you a fucking character letter. I don't care about you fucking. Yeah, we were. Yeah, you were fun to work with. Okay.
PSA: Don't access the right character.
Yeah, but and then also, like, you don't tell me something. I thought it was just for the judge's eyes to see. No, you're Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. We're gonna fucking see it at some point. It's gonna be released.
Facts. Don't write character letters, you guys.
Anywho, my earring came out.
Oh,
that's fine. Well, that's all for me. Did you have any topics that you wanted to discuss?
What's been popping lately?
What you mean? Oh, okay. I was going to talk about the whole, it's happening right now while we're recording, but apparently Nicki Minaj's husband is threatening Offset, and then threatened Cardi B at some point, and Offset DM'd one of the niggas, and they're fighting, right? The husbands are fighting right now. The husbands are fighting. But I'm not talking about it because it's happening right now. So it's like, yeah. And then also, like, it's just like, I'm tired of it. And everyone's too fucking old, especially Nicki's camp. Like, y'all are 40 plus. That's ridiculous. Anyway, did you have anything to say before we move to the music segment of the program?
Do we have a shout out Deion Sanders on here?
No, what'd he do?
Oh, no. He won, or he got a contract, something like that. But he did good. He did something good.
What'd he do?
I think he got a contract or something.
Let's Google it. Hold on. Deion Sanders. I think one of his daughters, like, followed me at one point on Instagram. I don't know if she still do or not, but
DeAndre?
I think somebody. I don't know. What did he do? I love DeAndre. It said, I don't know. What would he do? Anyway, so did you have any music picks for this week that you wanted to discuss? We can play little snippets of it if you like.
So I still got to listen to the Diddy joint.
Uh-huh.
What else? I got to listen to Victoria Jones.
You haven't listened to Victoria Monet's album yet? It's pretty short. You can just play it. I think it's like a 20-minute long thing. I don't know.
I ain't listened to a lot of... Well, yeah, I haven't listened to a lot of music lately.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working in the studio
mm-hmm.
all day.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, other than that, yeah. Oh, Gunner album, I haven't heard that one.
Album came out like last year, I think, or early. What are you doing? What have you heard that you want to discuss?
I've listened to Afrobeats, so...
Okay.
So...
Okay, who?
So I usually just have a playlist running of Afrobeats, just... Mm-hmm. Should be like 2 hours long,
mm-hmm.
so I'll just be hearing new artists. This is one. I think her name is Finn. She's Canadian and like Nigerian. Mm-hmm. The song is fire. I can't remember her name, but I gotta find it.
What's the song?
I forgot the name of the song. Okay. I just remember how I remember her, how mm-hmm. she looked and all that shit.
Of course, I just
don't remember the name. But the song is fire. She said, "Of course." Why you? But I've listened to Afrobeats, like a lot of Afrobeats and a lot of soul music.
Okay.
So
like who?
Like Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Excuse me. I smell Osley, a sample coming.
Osley Brothers, yeah, all of that. Okay. Bill Withers, all of that shit.
Okay.
Especially Bill Withers. I'd be like, damn, he did that too.
What the hell is going on between the sheets in my home? Baby, girl, I'm about to have a video. It's about to be some. You know, Earth, Wind, and Fire was on Victoria Monet's album.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's dope. But that's all I've been listening to.
So I have a couple of things that came out that I really liked. So I actually really liked the new Megan and Cardi song, Bongos. I thought the video was amazing, of course. I like the song. I think the song is a fun song. It would have been perfect for the summertime, but I feel like it doesn't really matter. You can play this in the club. You can play this on vacation. You can go to Jamaica somewhere and have a blast playing this song. You can go anywhere. Like, you know, it's a fun song. She said that so she's not releasing a new album this year. She's going to release a new album next year. And girl, it better be the top of the year. This is a mess. This is a hot fucking mess. You really better put out this damn album, Cardi.
You ready?
But I think that she's serious this time because... She put out this record and then did a press run. And then also, this was Megan's, Megan was on the song and this is her first time popping out with some new stuff too. So hopefully we get some new Megan music before the year is
two
up.
Two albums.
What?
She drop an album and Cardi, I drop an album.
Yeah. Yeah. But honestly, I'm not too pressed for it. I feel like Megan dropped enough albums like back to back already the past couple years. So I'm not really pressed for a Megan album. But I would like to hear some Megan singles. That would be fun. But here is a snippet of Bongos featuring Megan Thee Stallion.
Nigga, eat this ass like a plum. This pussy tight like a nun. Better chew it up like it's gum. Then wipe your mouth when you're done. I'm high in Nevada. Pussy get pachinata. Bitch, I look like money. You could print my face on a dollar. Beat it up.
So that's a little bit of Bongos. And, you know, of course, people were saying that they hated it. It was trash. It was this. Some people did like it, did actually like it. But this reminds me of when WAP came out. People were like, oh, this is horrible. This is da 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 da. And then, boom, number one. And that was on its way to being a diamond record.
Yeah.
So there we go. And you know what? What record that I want to go diamond so bad that's almost fucking. Wait, actually, is it diamond already? I think it's diamond now. Hold on. Taste by Tyga and Offset.
It might be diamond. Well,
I think it's either about to be diamond or it's diamond.
It is 9 times platinum.
Okay, yeah. You on Wikipedia?
Yeah. In the United States, though. Yeah.
Okay.
Damn, that's crazy. It's almost there. One more million.
Where is that? You said where? Oh, yes, I see it. Yep, it's 9 times. Yeah, 1 more million. So that's shoot. That ain't nothing at that point. I mean,
if you count all the other countries, then consider that diamond. But no, it got to be.
Diamond in the U.S. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a big deal. That's a good song.
No, that song's fire.
I keep telling you, I'm playing with Tyga. Tyga make at least one good song every year. And then also he actually announced a joint project with YG, which I predicted already. So that's pretty fun. People were saying that they want to get another Tyga and Chris Brown collab project. Those did hit.
Those
definitely did hit. So Diddy's album. Of course, I told you guys that I really did enjoy his album. And you know what? I will play a snippet. I will play a snippet of the Jasmine Sullivan record that I like. Because her voice is just so soothing. I love it. I just love it. It's so textured. I love the all right, I love that.
Let's be clear, if you don't tell, then I won't ask. You ain't gotta speak of who you got at home.
Because there's a little bit of that. So I love that. I love that song. But the whole album's pretty good, y'all. Y'all can just go and pick something. I like it. Okay, so did you listen to the Drake and SZA new song? I think it's called Slime You Out.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Okay. So I'm gonna still play a little snippety sip of it. I put it on my list only because, like, I don't know if I'm underwhelmed or not. I did give it the car test. I definitely listened to it in the car.
Did it pass?
I don't know. Maybe it'll take a couple more listens. Honestly, maybe it'll take a couple more listens for me. I think I was a little underwhelmed by it. I don't know. Will we finally get a flop Drake era?
No.
We'll see how. Maybe I don't know. Well, his album comes out next Friday along with Doja Cat's album. Her album comes out next Friday as well.
Oh, dang.
So we'll be definitely reviewing that. I'm excited for that. She actually dropped a new song too. Even though whatever. First of all, Drake. I don't know if I'm a little underwhelmed or not. I'm playing a little snippety sip for you guys on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or listening to on your phone. I'll play a little snippety sip right now. Hold on a minute. This is Slime You Out featuring SZA by Drake.
I don't know what's wrong with you girls. I feel like y'all don't need love. You need somebody who could micromanage you. You know what I'm saying? Tell you right from wrong. Who's smart from who's a fool? Which utensil to use for which food? Like, I got a schedule to attend to, though. I can't really. You bitches really get carried away. Make your mistakes, then you beg me to stay. Got me wigging on you like I'm arrogant. You got my mind in a terrible place.
Wigging on you like Erica Tay, who took me out a little bit. I ain't gonna hurt you. But no, it's cool. It's cool. Maybe I don't know if, because some people didn't like it though. And I don't hate it. Like I said, maybe I'm underwhelmed by it. I don't know. Maybe I need to hear it with the project.
You underwhelmed.
Maybe this is just the buzz single that it is. You know, of course, like Drake doesn't have to do too much. He's gonna just drop that because he already dropped the 21 Savage collab. But before that, I think he dropped a couple things like this year already.
Yeah. The joint. It was a joint he did, what, My Dogs or something. That was just a single, though. But
what?
The song. It was a song he did with his son did the album.
No, that's not a song.
I know, it's a single, I'm saying.
It's a single?
Said, I think that's a single.
No, the album is called For All Dogs.
Yeah, that's a good
one. And Slime You Out was one of the songs that's going to be on the album. The album's called For All Dogs.
Oh, so that's on the album. Week. Okay. I thought it was a single, but I don't know.
No, he just dropped the album cover. That's all he did.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think he dropped something. I think other than 21 Savage's project, I think he dropped something else also. He been dropping for the past year and a half, consistently. So,
for sure.
Do you think people are getting tired of Drake? Or maybe people are just being internet trolls and just want to say something. And then when the album comes out, oh my God, I love it. I don't know. But yeah, I don't hate it. Like I said, maybe I'm a little bit underwhelmed by this. I don't know. But anywho, so there's that. I do enjoy the album cover though. I love it. I love it. It's very different. It's very creative. I love the dog paint drawn by his son. So I wanted to bring that up. And then also, let me see something, because I don't know if it's on streaming. I actually saw a little video clip of it that he posted on his page, but let me just make sure if it's on streaming. because Justin Bieber ain't playing with y'all. Okay, yes. So Justin Bieber released an acoustic version of Snooze by SZA. I'm going to play a little snippety tip of it.
In a drop top ride with you, I feel like Scarface. Like the white bitch with the bob, you be my main one. Let's take this argument back up to my place. Sex reminds you I'm not violent, I'm your D1. We had she, yeah, it was magic, yeah. Smash and grab she, yeah. Nasty habits take a home when you're not in. Ain't a home when you're not in. Underground when you're not in. I'm saying, yeah.
Okay, so Justin ate that up. I'm sorry. Justin ate that up.
Justin don't play.
He don't. Okay, so how do you feel about Justin? Maybe we just put him in the R&B situation. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe we just put him in the pop stuff because he's white. But then again, he came out as a white pop boy. But then again, I don't know. Was he really white pop, or was he just white doing R&B and we just called it pop? Just like we do Ariana Grande, because you know she's white, but she also can sing down. Like, you know what I'm saying? But if she was black, she'd be an R&B girl. You know what I'm saying?
Justin's popping R&B.
Okay. But I feel like ever since his, was it the Justice album? Or even Purpose. He's always been on his R&B tip, though. It's just that he just appeals to the masses. Right. We don't want to give him the pop situation. And then he don't like that. So he need to be like, no, I'm R&B. Like, he'll say I'm R&B. All
right.
Fucking play with me.
He's R&B.
He ate that SZA Snooze up. He ate it up. He ate it up. I wouldn't mind a Justin Bieber concert, maybe, or like maybe he's all toured out. Because honestly, I feel like people like him don't have to go on tour no more. They can just practice me. I don't know. Whatever. But I wouldn't mind like an acoustic set. Go like attending an unplugged set by Justin Bieber. I wouldn't mind that. Do like four cities or some shit. Do DC, New York, and LA or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
You wanna go?
I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind. Go ahead, come to DC. I wouldn't mind like a nice acoustic unplugged Justin Bieber. Honestly, I wouldn't.
You're gonna be front row.
I'm gonna try to, because I couldn't even get Victoria Monet. I'm still pissed about not getting Victoria Monet tickets.
She's coming back. She's coming back.
Okay, let's hope. Let's hope and pray.
She's coming back.
Yeah. So he ate that up. He ate that right on up. I like me some Justin Bieber. I do.
Justin's fire.
He was on Diddy's project as well. His song was pretty good too. Yeah. I like Justin Bieber. He ate that up.
My peaches out.
He ate that right on up. I'll play a snippet of Doja Cat's new song that she released, because honestly, I don't even think she even need to release any more new music, because your album coming out next week, sis. You release half the damn project. You know, also, guys, we need to make sure, before I get to the Doja Cat thing, I wanted to say this. Sexy Red, she put out a remix to Hellcat, SRT's Nigga Durk, Come Pull Up On Me with Lil Durk, and I think she put the video out, or she, I don't know if the video's out yet, but she posted like a snippet of the video, I guess, because it's coming out soon, and sis posted half the fucking video. It wasn't even a teaser, it was half the fucking video, and then most of Durk's verse was already played. So I'm like, sis, like, you didn't release the remix yet, like, why are you like playing half the goddamn? It's like, if you gonna post it on your page, like, get an actual trailer of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you posted half the goddamn video. And then honestly, like, in my opinion, honestly, I feel like the video, I mean, it's whatever, it's the song, you know, whatever, you know, whatever. But I think it would have been really cool if it was like some sort of like Fast and Furious type of theme to it, maybe, or like if she was like the race flag girl or something like that, or like, you know, it was like the hell, and then they raced the Hellcats or whatever. I don't know. Like, I feel like the video could have been a cool. So, I mean, but it was like, you know, it was hood, and like, you know, she was out front of a Shell gas station or whatever. But I just feel like it would have been more polished a bit. But it could have still been ghetto and hood if you still like incorporated the Fast and Furious theme to it, and you were like you were dressed up real bad and booty cheeks was out and all that type of stuff. You was the race car flag girl.
That's a big
budget. But is it though?
I mean,
It could have been a theme, but you don't gotta be. Is it though?
Nah.
I mean, you can. I mean, I know people right now that if they wanted to do that, they would do it and they would eat it up. I'm just saying.
They probably just need something quick.
You got some Hellcats were in the video. All you gotta do, you can take everything you used in that video and just made it a Fast and Furious type of thing. Like, go into a lot or some shit. Be a race car flag girl situation. It would have been like, I don't know. I felt like I would have considered. I don't know. It was the Shell gas station in the background that kind of threw me off a little bit. But then again, like, of course it's ghetto, it's ratchet, it's cool. I don't know. But my main thing is, like, you posted like half the fucking video in most of his fucking verse when it was supposed to be a fucking teaser or something. Like, that's not a real teaser. Like, post a real trailer, post a real teaser. Let me see if it's out yet. Hold on.
I think it is though.
Let me see. Okay, yeah, it's out now. But sis, like, I don't know. Like, I didn't too much care. I don't know. Anyway, let me play a little bit of Doja Cat. I think it's called ballot, or let me Google the word ballot. Ballot or bat, whatever the fuck. It's B-A-L-U-T. Okay, I googled it. It says food. I don't know.
It says food with some bread.
But she said that she keeps dropping singles. Like, this is half the fucking album, girl. Yeah. Like, you drop that song when the album is out. Whatever, it's cool. Let me just play a snippet of. I was gonna explain it, but I don't care. Play a bit of it. I do like the album cover though. It's cool. I fuck with it. I'm about to play a little bit of it right now. Yeah, so I fuck with it. It's a vibe. I fuck with it. I love thick oatmeal, by the way. She said she was thinking of some oatmeal. I love like the thick oatmeal though. Like, I don't like runny, soupy oatmeal. Like, my cousin, she used to make me oatmeal sometimes when we both lived with my grandmother. Like, she would make me oatmeal, and her oatmeal was so thick, and then she would also like put like apple slices in her oatmeal. It was so fucking good. Like, it was almost like, because like she just makes it so perfect. That, like, it's not dry, but it's just enough moisture for it to be thick but not dry. Right. But it's really fucking good, you know.
Sounds good right now.
Yeah. Some people make soupy oatmeal. I don't like that.
You don't like it like grits?
I don't like grits at all.
You don't like grits?
I hate grits.
Oh shit,
I'm black and I hate grits. Fuck you. It's like, nah. But no, what do you call that style of song that Doja Cat? It reminds me of something, right? Is that like some Harlem shit? Is that some Harlem shit or no? Okay.
Nah. They got like different vibes, like R&B, lo-fi vibe, like got different vibes.
But the way she was rapping.
Right. It's like a hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
A little classic hip hop.
I fuck with it. So I'm ready for the album. I'm ready for the tour. I got my tickets. I just have to figure out what I'm going to wear. But I think I'm going to give a look.
You'll give a look.
I think I'm going to give a look.
They could have opened it.
I think I might slap on a lace front. I don't know, because it's going to be cold. So I like to wear my wigs when it's cold. I don't sweat the lace off when it's cold out. So, yeah.
Lace front, thicker than oatmeal, all of that.
Anyway, so that's all for me. There's no TV shows out right now because of the strike. I did hear that Rap Shit is coming out in November, but we'll see. But then also, they're not allowed to promote that shit for real. So, I don't know. But there's no TV. I have some Netflix things I still have to catch up on. But there's nothing out really. No TVs to discuss.
Hold up, TV.
There's nothing really to discuss.
Ain't finding on Netflix?
I haven't been watching Netflix lately.
You gotta watch, what was it? Live to 100 or something like that?
What's that?
That show was fire.
What's that?
So they go. It was who's like in five it? Different people. they they follow around.
Put the mic to you.
They follow around five different people, and they were like 90, like 95 and up. Mm-hmm. So, but they just, they move like, they just healthy. They just live long as fuck.
Is this a true story or is it a documentary?
No, it's all true. It's a documentary? Documentary, yeah.
About people that are 95 years and up?
Yeah, like five, it was like five people they highlighted. And
that are 95 years old?
And up, yeah. And some people that was like 10, it was like one person I think was like 100. No, it was like a few of them that was like 100. And it was like one that was like 95. Well, it was a few of them that was like 100. That shit's
crazy. But they are healthy. They're like,
yeah, they're healthy, moving around.
They don't look their age.
No, they don't. They actually move around like they not that old.
And what was the main thing about them? Like did they talk about how they led a healthy life, and that's why they're like the way they are.
Yeah,
or?
Like they routine in their life. They fucking like every morning. Some of them just go out there and they garden, just do like more activities. Some of them just ride horses. Like it's just dope. But they like, I think they was overseas though, like that type of deal. It wasn't nobody here.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Not in America.
Like they was talking about like the foods and like the foods they ate, all that stuff. Like it plays a big part in the activity that they do every day. Like one of them was like 101, and he rides horses like every day. He moved like us. Like, but he was riding horses. He does that shit every day. And just being around family.
Imagine like some, what the fuck? Let's go. People always call me on fucking record. Anyway, imagine like someone like, imagine you knowing someone like that. Like someone that's 95 years plus in age or 100 years old, but that's healthy, moved around. That they could be, they're in better shape than us. They look like they could be one of us. Right. Imagine that. Wouldn't that be, that's not like frightening to you a little bit, that like someone that age that's been around for that long, they've seen multiple decades of how the world has progressed and they've been around for civil rights movement or like the Jim Crow era. They've been around for everything. Does that ever like, are you ever like curious? Like would you ever be uneasy at someone, because it's like you've been around for so many different eras, like what era did you agree with? Were you ever like the racist? Did you ever perform the racial hate crimes back then? Did you ever lynch anybody? Did you ever kill anyone? Did you ever do this? Or were you always the one that was against it, and you can actually speak on how you were experienced every different era,
right?
And then you can, but you're like at all at the progression or what, like, you know, just things. I always wonder like, what kind of person, like, would they be like, what kind of person are you, you know, if you lived through all those different stages of American history?
Definitely would just ask those questions for sure.
Like I always, like, the thing is like, it's always cool to like, just talk to people, even like with my grandmother or my mom's side of the family. Cause my mom's side of the family, her parents are from Arkansas and they moved to DC. My mom, she's from Southeast. She grew up in Berry Farms. Mm-hmm. And then my dad's side of the family, he's from Trinidad, and they're from Trinidad. So, you know, whatever. But so on my mom's side, like my mother's mother, she's from Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And, she talked about like how she told us one time, like, you know, she was like, she remembers when Rosa Parks, she remembers hearing about, did you hear about, yeah, that lady, she didn't get up. Like she sat there. She didn't get up.
Right.
Like, you know, like, isn't that cool? Like, yeah, like I was there. Like, you know, I mean, she was in Arkansas when, you know, what happened, but it was like, she was there. Like, I remember here, like, yeah, like you heard about that girl. She didn't get up. Like,
yeah,
she didn't get up out of her seat. Like, you know what I'm, but that's whoa. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, I feel it. That's why I like to talk to older people a lot of times, get some wisdom and be like, oh,
I'm saying cool. But a white person that's 101. It was like, so what type of time was you on? What did you do? Well, what kind of life did you live? What were you a part of? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, seriously.
Nah, for real. I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. Look, hey. Watch the show.
But it was so cool. She was like, yeah, like I remember her. Like, you know, like the Shade Room back in the day. Like, yeah, you heard about that girl. She like, she didn't like, she just, yeah, she just sat there. She didn't get up.
No,
like,
cell phone.
She just sat there. Yeah, I heard that she sat there like she didn't get up for that white man. She was tired. She sat
Rosa.
But yeah, so that's all for me, honestly. I had nothing else to say. Dion. What did he do? Because you didn't bring him up and we didn't know what was going on.
Nah, I forgot. All right, that's what I was thinking about. So shout out to Dion, first and foremost. Dion's Sanders, Colorado home opener estimated $18 million revenue for the Boulder area.
Say it again? My bad. I tuned out.
I know you tuned out. You don't listen.
Say it again.
Oh, that chicken you ate. That's what's
I ate it. two pieces of little ass chicken legs and your bones over there. You ate chicken too and you had a handful of fries. Don't do me. Go ahead. And you was the one that called it crack wings when I brought it in here.
That's what so it go is. Ahead. That's what it's
crack dust.
Crack sauce.
Coke. Crack. Sprinkle yeah. of Coke.
It's crack. We don't condone drugs though, but Deion Sanders, Colorado home opener, estimated $18 million in revenue for the Boulder area.
What's that mean? Okay, so is this the same Deion Sanders that I'm thinking of too?
This is the same Deion Sanders. He played football and baseball.
Okay, yes. So what did he do? How did what?
So
I don't
he's know a, what that he's means. A, he's a coach for. Well, he was a coach for Jackson State. You, mm-hmm. You.
No, I remember he brought UBC. Brittany Renner into the class one time, talking about how don't get trapped by these women and whatever. Go ahead.
Right. So now he's the Colorado State's head coach now. So, okay. But he's actually bringing them up. Like they were, you know. There wasn't no action over there until Deion came over there. So now this is their highest that they ever, you know, ever generated from the
so
home.
So he's like a real life Billy Baker?
I guess you could say that, yeah. But just say no. His presence though, like just, you know, mm-hmm. that just goes to show you that our presence anywhere just
I know that's right.
triples the worth, you know.
I know that's right.
Triple our worth in God's green earth.
I know that's right.
Shout out to Jay.
I know that's right. All right, guys. Well, on that note, thank you guys for listening to Heard the Podcast. We are everywhere on all podcast streaming platforms. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, or X if you want X, at Heard the Podcast, H-E-R-D the Podcast. Make sure you guys stream us and make sure you guys subscribe to our YouTube channel, H-E-R-D the Podcast on YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe. Thanks for listening. I'm out. Bye.